Welcome to the Saxton Partners Podcast. Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton from local radio station Your Harrogate. In this series of podcasts, we learn about what Saxton Partners do, their executive coaching program, and their main lady once again is here, Sonia Saxton. Now, if people have missed the first episode that we put out, we learned all about your good self, Sonia, and how Saxton Partners has come about. And now we want to delve into what gets you out of bed in the morning. What gets you up and moving?
What makes you move first thing in the morning? Well, you know, it's about your motivations. What are motivations? Where do they come from? Well, they're based on those things that are important to you. So when you think about those things that are important to you, what does that then mean about what you do with it? So, for example, if it's important to you to have an amazing flashy house and flashy car, then you'll be motivated to get out of bed, to go and do something about it. But what if it's not about that? Maybe it's about working with other people, collaborating, getting on with others. If you like the people that you work with, that might be the thing that gets you moving. So these are motivations based on your values. And there are seven values that everybody actually will demonstrate at some point, depending on the context. So let me take you through them. First of all, you've got safety. So are you motivated by being part of a large group, being safe with others, having elders, wise people to talk to? Or is it about having power? Yes, the power to make decisions, to drive it through, to make it happen in your life, in the organisation. Or is it about doing what's morally right and having the rules for that? And indeed, working with some kind of structure. Is it that prosperity I talked about earlier, where it's about striving for that special car, that amazing house? And for some people, it's not just about collaborating. It's about creating harmony and making it happen for others. And then there's those of you that are the change agents. We refer to this as systemic, wanting to make things happen. Or is it about seeing the whole picture, being more holistic, seeing the whole thing? And you're thinking there's a lot of things there, Sonia. Yes, there are a lot of things. And which of them resonates with you? How do you see yourself? How do you feel? Is it about people? Is it about prosperity, power, safety? There are four main values that you'll swing through in life depending on the context and what's happening for you. And they are the four P's. And those are people, power, process, or prosperity. So why would you be interested in people, for example? Well, if you just had a baby, I bet you were very interested in the people around you. And who are your children going to be mixing with? Or is it about you stretching yourself in your career and wanting to really get on because you want to drive and shape the future? You want the power. Or is it about doing something that's morally right, where you know that people will honour doing the right thing and you'll have some kind of discipline, structure in place for doing that? Or is it about prospering? Some people spend their whole lives wanting to prosper, wanting to climb that career ladder. and make it their own, maybe make it their own company, as an example. And these things are determined by what's happening in your life. Wanting to shape something is about you wanting to shape the future in an organisation, wanting to lead it, to make it happen. Being about people is you want to work with a team. You want to make it work for others. You want to collaborate, create that harmony. And prosperity is you want to be stretched. So as you ask yourself now, what really gets you out of bed in the morning? Which of those is it?
And do you find that some people sometimes come to you and say, I don't actually know, I'm a bit lost? Or people think it's one thing, and actually as you get to understand that character, you realise that, well, actually, it's not, say, power, it's more safety that you're looking for.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the quickest ways of finding out what do you really value is doing the core questionnaire online, which means you go to Saxton Partners, you click on this word, core, C-O-R-E, to get to the core of you. And that enables you to find out straight away what your motivations are. But what about that situation where, you might be driving things and think it's about power, but something inside you says that's not right. It's not who I am. You might be more about people or the other way around. So what's this about? It's about being conditioned. So when you're growing up, sometimes, and maybe those lovely people that cared for you as you were growing up might have conditioned you to thinking that actually power was the thing, or people, or prosperity, or doing what's morally right. But actually the inner you wants something else. And to find the inner you, the first step is asking, does something not feel quite right? Do you not really see yourself in the future you've carved out for yourself? For example, I was working with somebody in the NHS a couple of weeks ago, and they were very intellectual, very impressive. And I asked them, what was the future holding for them? What did they feel it was all about? And they said, well, you know, Sonia, I've always been told it's about your qualifications. I'm a gynaecologist. But the reason I've come to see you today is that I can't connect with people. And it's a bit of a drawback, you know, when the legs are akimbo and I just can't connect with them as people. They're just bodies to me. And my heart says that's not right. I said, well, tell me a bit about where it all began. Where it all began, she said. Yes, how did you value the things you did as a child, for example? Have you ever heard the expression, show me a child of 7 and I'll show you the adult? What was happening for you up to the age of 7? She said, well, my mother was a barrister. Yes. My father a doctor, of course. What was my life about for me and my sisters? Well, it was about qualifications, of course. One always had to have 100%. 99 was never good enough. And I am very well qualified, Sonia. Right. And how much was there about people, relationships? Well, I wouldn't know about that. I was at boarding school most of the time. Oh. And what was that like, connecting with people at boarding school? Well, I kept myself to myself most of the time because I was always studying, of course. Oh. But there's something not quite right, Sonia. Everybody tells me how bright I am, but I'm not connecting with people. And I've been told I've got to do that, or, well, I'm not saying I'll lose my job, but it's not looking good. I said, well, the first step is to get your core profile. Let's see how conditioned you are, if at all. And then I'll give you access to the boss. The boss, she said. Yes. 95% of your brain is the subconscious. And the subconscious really knows who you are. The conscious mind might tell you that it's all about qualifications, in your case. However, the boss, your subconscious, knows who you really are. Some people call it the secret room. Has your room been kept secret, do you think? That room that lets you know who you really are. She said, I've no idea. How do I access this secret room? I said, well, that involves a little bit of coaching on how to get into the secret room that won't be secret anymore, so that you can get to know the inner you. Get to know them a bit better. And then when you know them a bit better, you can then decide if you want to connect with the inner you or you want to stay with the outer script. The outer script, that's the conditioned you. If you are conditioned, we don't know yet. So that first step is finding out about the inner you so that you can decide who you want to be. Because who you want to be is the highest level of impact in the brain, your identity, who you are in the world. For example, when people lose their job, and their whole life has been their job, they are completely lost because that is who they are. It's understanding who you really are so that you can celebrate it.
It's such fascinating stuff. And the fact 95% is our subconscious. That's mad.
I know, and isn't it a lot to celebrate? Because we don't use much of the fantastic you. Each of us are capable of so much more, and we could celebrate so much more if we connected with our inner selves. Our inner selves know so much more. Sometimes people talk about their gut feeling. Their gut feeling is actually who they really are. And they fight with it and they say, no, that's not right. Logically, I should be doing this. But actually, the inner you, the gut feeling, knows truly what's right for you. Because it's unique to each of us. What might be right for you might be very different for your friend. Because they have a different inner you. I think there is nothing more pleasurable than getting to know the inner you. Because there's so much wealth of knowledge, expertise you haven't tapped into, and the wonderful gifts that you have that maybe you haven't appreciated before, and now you get to meet them and have a proper old chat.
If you like the sound of what Sonia says and you want to unlock that secret room, now, am I right in saying, Sonia, that just to reassure people, if there is somebody listening to this podcast right now and they're nodding at what they're hearing and thinking, that's me, because I'm feeling completely lost. I'm in a situation where I'm out of work, or I've started a new job and I don't know if this is the right thing for me to do, and help. If they come and see you and start their journey with Saxton Partners, you're not going to sit there and judge just because they don't know where they're going, are you?
Absolutely not. And in any event, if you decided to do the online profile that tells you all about you, you'll find out all about you without any other script, because we are only interested in you meeting your inner you and learning about you. And it is rather Moorish when you learn about yourself. And that's what attracts some people to this process initially, is it's good to meet yourself and go into that room and learn all about the wonderful you, because I can guarantee you're probably a lot more special than you realise. And that's one of the reasons I developed Core, to enable you to get straight to the core of you.
If you would like to get in touch with Saxton Partners and speak to Sonia herself, saxtonpartners.co.uk is the website. Episode 3 in a couple of weeks. What are we going to be discussing?
Well, I think it would be good to discuss what happens when you inadvertently switch off your motivation. And how do you switch it back on again, based on what you want to achieve in a way that's right for you? Because inadvertently we switch ourselves off sometimes with that noisy internal chatter, or believing that we can't when you actually can. And all those things, how to deal with those little bugs that are getting in the way and contaminating your fantastic motivations in the inner you.
We will see you for episode 3, same place, 2 weeks from today, the Saxton Partners podcast.